Okay, we're going to start the fifth volume, Igros Kodesh, the fifth volume, and we're doing letter number 1224, Aleph Resh Chav Dalet. And this is dated the fifth day of Tishrei, Hey Tishrei, in the year Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe starts off, Shalom Ubracha, peace and blessings. And the Rebbe says like this, from time to time, I receive notices about your study in the yeshiva. So the Rebbe says, although in some details I'm very pleased of your conduct, but if everything was as the way it should be, still we know there is an expression by the Rebbe Maharash, Nishma Seiden, who was recited many times by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with the titles of the Rebbe. As good is besser, nish besser. I mean, if good is good, is better, not better. So even if you were, everything was good, there's always place for improvement. But especially, the Rebbe says, in some details, it appears that your conduct and your diligence in the studies needs to be sort of strengthened, needs some support. And I am here to sort of remind you, to wake you up, sort of. You know the description that the Rebbe Rashab has given to the students, which are called Timimim. Those are people that learn in the Chabad Lubavitch Yeshivas, they're called Timimim, that you must be lanterns that light, that give off light. Neirish Lahoyer. You know, you have to be lighting, shining lamps. So, in that case, it's very obvious that this needs to be in the sons of the Timimim. You know, your parents were the actual Timimim, but in the children of the Timimim. And each one of you has to have it ingrained in your memory to remember the great responsibility that is placed upon, that is upon you, that you must be an example to all the other students that are in the yeshiva. People should look at you so that they should want to emulate and look at you, and they should do the same way. Not only am I talking about in the study of Hasidus or the service of prayer, but also when you're learning the revealed part in general and in respect, conduct between one person and the other. I hope, the Rebbe says, that these few words, quantity-wise, is sufficient to be ma'orer, to awake you, arouse you, and to put you on the true path of the goal of your coming to the yeshiva, etc., is not just for your own benefit, but also to influence your environment that you are. You must serve as an example how a yeshiva student needs to be both inside and outside. I will look forward, I wait for good news receiving this letter, and that you have actually moved to bring this matter into fruition, into actuality. And in all details of above, I bless you with success in the study of Torah revealed, the teaching of Hasidus laced with Yirat Shamayim, with fear of heaven.